to Resettled Radio, brought to you by the ARCC, live on Planet FM.
Stay tuned for current affairs, conversation, interviews, music and more,
as we explore the perspectives and stories from resettled communities.
And bring you information from within the resettlement sector.
Hello, welcome to Resettled Radio, brought to you by ARCC on Planet FM. I'm your host for the day. Hello, Kihaura. Assalamu alaikum. Shalom. Jambo. Manglava Male, greetings to you all. It has been a while. Happy New Year. Happy New Year, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. If you have just tuned in, you are listening to the Resettle Radio brought to you live by ARCC on Planet FM from the studio live in Auckland, New Zealand. Thank you for being with us. And yeah, a lot of things are going on now. Donald Trump impeachment is going on, and we have, the Australian bushfire is still going on, and we just had a volcano eruption in Philippines, and royal crisis. No one would love to see Meghan and Harry to leave the to step back from the royal responsibilities, but it is happening. We don't know why it happened the way it happened, but they want to move on. And here in the resettlement community, things are doing all right. The communities are fine, and everyone is happy to be in the new year. For a little bit of update, we have a community update here. We will be having some, I think, a few events this year. One will be in August. It's going to be March. March is going to be a busy month for New Zealand because of what happened last year in Christchurch. The Christchurch terrorists attacked. We will be hosting a lot of memorials in the community. From the community levels, of course, have seen the Somali community already put out an advertisement that they will be hosting a memorial service for the Christchurch victims, and it's going to be on the 15th of March this year at Auckland Memorial Hall at May Road. So this is the Somali community, the information that they have put out there, but a lot of communities out there also will have their own memorial services. But one thing you need to put in mind is that this event did not affect only the Muslim community, the New Zealand Muslims, but affected the whole society of New Zealand. It doesn't matter which religion you belong to, this has affected, and it has impact on all the communities across the nation. We did not, we did not want this to be a Muslim sort of a thing, but it is a New Zealand issue, as all as it affects everybody. It affected the police force that went to the scene to assist. It affected even those who were at the scene, let alone the victims. It affected those who have come here to resettle and have a meaningful and peaceful life, but the things that they escaped from back home seems to be following them. And this is one of the things why this is a nationwide thing. It's not a particular community a problem. So now if we go back to last year was a very traumatizing year in the sense that what happened in Christchurch affected the way the New Zealand has been looked at. New Zealand has been considered to be a peaceful country outside here, and this is how the world view New Zealand. New Zealand is a peaceful country, and of course it's a peaceful country. That's why many people come to New Zealand to resettle, including myself. And we also know that the leader of the country with the Prime Minister has stood firmly in support of the communities from the day the Christchurch event happened, has been there since, and the support of government is already there. And also the support of the whole nation, all the communities in New Zealand have put out there a lot of support, you know, from the daycare service, from the phone call encouraging the families to be calm, trying to give little thing that they can, you know, from the bathroom products being donated by some good people in the community. We have a lot of good people out there in the community, but, you know, we know ourselves when the terrible things happen, like what happened in Christchurch. We have to give ourselves a pat in the back because we stood together as a community in New Zealand, and this is how it will always be. It doesn't matter how you look like. It doesn't matter how your color looks like. We are all New Zealanders. We are all Kiwis. And diversity is what made New Zealand to be a greater nation. So now I will play a little music here and we will come back. We will talk about what is happening now in China. If you have been following the news, you will notice that there's a coronavirus that has happened in China, and now it's affecting the world. It's growing and it's spreading so fast. It has already affected some people, and then we will see what are the signs and the symptoms, and what can you do if it happens? Because it's all about knowing that you have it. You know, we came a long way. We have so many things that happen to us, and, you know, we can tolerate this one as well. So we will come back after Alpha Blondy, Coco de Rasta. From Zion, I see.
tell ya, we body wreck your soul. We positively moving up with your time. No matter what you say or do, your body wrecking down. That's why we saying Coco, Coco, it's crackety rock.
zafar lev syang kadem ya kala fut kai ngwa karwan awairin gan ko rang awajan de Shamke, take a pot the almanor, get a shawl on the quintum at the shamke now. Wait a minute, don't they be a pull of far? Let's young Kadam the Alkala put by a walker on the waiting a gun or another chandy.
Kiaora, greetings. If you have just tuned in, you have tuned in to Reserve Radio, brought to you by ARCC on Planet FM 104.6. The artist's name is Gordon Kong. He's from South Sudan. He's now in Australia, and he ran away because his life was under threat, and he came to seek refuge in Australia, and Australian government is protecting him. He's a great man, good artist. Back to what we have been talking about before we went for a break, we said we will be talking about the current event which is unfolding from China. And if you have been watching the news lately, you will notice that there's some health concerns going on from China, from Wuhan City. Wuhan City is one of the cities in China. That city has between 11 and 12 million people. 12 million could be one of the largest cities in some parts of the world. But China, considering population of China of 1.2 or 1.3 billion people, so that could be one of the smaller cities as well. I don't know, I'm just saying. But what happened from Wuhan City is a coronavirus which has gone, it's spreading all over the world, and it's affecting many people in the country, and not only in China but also in other parts of the world. So you would want to know the symptoms of the coronavirus, and I do not have any scientific details of how bad it is when you get caught by that. But you know, it's deadly. It kills people. It already killed about 26 people, and it's deadly, and it's now spreading. So it's just like any respiratory infectious diseases. The coronavirus has symptoms as well. So it has running nose like the other diseases. It has running nose and coughing and sore throat and fever and diarrhea and other symptoms I do not know about. But in case you notice all these symptoms, please go to the nearest clinic or to the nearest health center near you. In anywhere you are in the world, it has no exception. As long as you live in a city where there's airport, because people come from different places. You do not know who has contracted the virus. It can spread. It can, you know, I read in the news the other day that it can be, you know, contracted by touching somebody. And I have no details about that. But the thing is, it is spreading and it's a health concern. So the death toll already, we say 26 people died and 920 people infected with the virus throughout the world. Within the 3 weeks, it happened. You see, within 3 weeks. So we have that figure, 26 people died and 920 people already infected by the virus. So it's like it's spreading. And it has already reached 10 countries in the world. So 10 countries in the world. The big countries are there already. So there's a case already in Melbourne in Australia. A 50-year-old man from Chinese background already contracted the disease and is now being treated at Monash Medical Centre in Clayton in Melbourne, Australia. And this could be the first case in Australia. And already we had a few cases in the United States. We have been informed that one case has been detected in Chicago, in Illinois. A 60-year-old woman has been hospitalized, and this is one of the cases with treating. I think they had one case before in California. I have no detail about that. But this is how quickly it is spreading in the world. So if you notice those signs, the running nose, the coughing, the sore throat, the fever, the diarrhea, and other related diseases any respiratory infectious disease could have, Please don't waste time. Go to health center or to the nearby clinic immediately. And now it's also a concern in New Zealand. The outbreak of this disease happened while the schools are closed. So it means so many students went back to China. University and primary and high school students went back to China. And now it's time for them. They are coming back because the schools are opening here in Auckland by next week. And we expect that huge people will come from overseas where they went for holidays. And now there are a lot of concerns. Some students are asked not to come back to school if you come from China, particularly from Wuhan City, because there's a fear that you might spread it in case you have it. And university students are advised to stay away if you come from China. Not just staying away, but you have to visit a clinic in case you have it. You will be screened there. So this is a health concern. And try to stay safe by noticing the signs. And, and also report anyone you have seen has those signs, not only yourself, but the people you have come in contact with, in case you have seen them having those signs. Yeah, we, as from the resettlement community, we have a member of our community who went to New York to attend the meeting there. One of the community leaders went to represent the resettlement community in Auckland in New York meetings. So there's a meeting that has been going on in New York. The Economic and Social Council is a UN body established in 1945, 1946 maybe, and it's going on there. All the non-governmental organizations attended as a part of ECOSOC. That's the acronym for it, ECOSOC, Economic and Social Council, ECOSOC. It's a board of the United Nations that accommodated the NGOs to deliberate on the service they do, and also seek membership there. And what happened in New York, there were elections that was conducted to make some NGO leaders to be to represent NGOs in their countries. So in the case of Sudan, a man by the name Mohamed Salim was elected to be the chairperson of the NGOs in Sudan. So we do not have news yet as to whether we have anybody being elected in New Zealand to represent New Zealand, to represent NGOs in New Zealand, because we do not know whether so many NGOs left from here. But all we know, one of ARCC member organizations by the name Hope Worldwide Pakistan has represented communities, and when that will update us when it comes back. And this is all the update I have for us today. And let's go for a break and we'll come back. We have more to talk about.
Moduru, I my big question is, Kitugani.
Sema hakuna chabure huo msemo tunaotafsiri kinyume hata shule kuingiza mtoto lazima utoe mtoto kupata simu ni bala road license paid up utanunua kupoteza ID ni mashaka twarudisha jamhuri yetu nyuma kitu kidogo ni nchi ya watu wadogo ukitaka chai yewe ndugu nenda Limuru hata nyumbani kukipatwa na majambazi kupiga 99 masema sisi hatuna gari lete elfu tano ya petroli zaidi ya utumishi mahakamani hela ndio haki kwa elfu chache ustakiwa niwe mstaki utajiri huwa ushahidi warudisha jamhuri yetu nyumba Mashiti za uzwa marikiti mia kwa mia Wafanyi kazi waenda miezi bila pesa Ni bahati ukitibiwa Mzigo wetu unazidi kuwa mzito Watoto wane na mshahara wa elfu mbili Mia tano ya vitabu na viatu na vyakula Na uliza na mbotela Tehuni ubana Chiri ya kitu kidogo
Yeah.
hawa watu wametumalisa bwana.
It was a rhythm of your check and he must have new players come feel the keys. Step up my own, hear this.
I know this little girl, her name is Maxine. Her beauty's like a bunch of roses. If I ever tell you about Maxine, your older say I don't know what I know. But murder she wrote.
Real, real.
Murder she wrote. Murder she wrote. Murder she wrote.
I'm channeling with him, I predict you some bad character. The kind of living town, old chaka, follow me. A pretty face and bad character. Them the kind of living town, old chaka. Say, girl, you pretty, your face ain't pretty, but your character dirty. Girl, you just a act to flirty, flirty. You run to Tom Dick and also hurry. And when you find your mistake, you talk about your sorry, sorry, sorry. Come now.
Papa Kuzi kind of wish she jokes and wish she jam. She know about the loom, chaka, and every money man. True. Make love with a coolie Chinese, white man, and Indian. The wickedest kind of girl, every supplier's go pop. You heard about this girl, her name is Maxine. Her beauty's like a bunch of roses. And if I ever tell you about Maxine, your older say I don't know what I know. But murder she wrote.
Murder
she wrote. Murder she wrote. Na na na. Murder she wrote.
Watch your nose stand still. You're not paying me like Bill. If you're testing ragamuffin, then your wine get killed. You keep wait. Cause you are clever, clever. And the lyrics in me talk, it me DJ, girl, come out. Because you're not shut out. And when you hear them ragamuffin, if you jump and shout, don't touch me gate. You're not paying me what I'm ready. Cause great is great, make you under it. Follow me. The pretty face and bad character. Them the kind of living can hold chaka. Follow me. The pretty face and bad character. Them the kind of living can hold chaka. Say, girl, you're pretty. Your face ain't pretty, but your character dirty. Tell you just a act too. Flirty, flirty. You run to Tom Dick and I'm so hurry. And when you find your mistake, you talk about your sorry, sorry, sorry.
Now every middle of the year, this girl have a passion. For the coolie white man, Indian, no sin kill and it's fun. And just the other day, I mean, see a 6 month pregnant. Now she back one sweet again with not a baby in a prom. Do you heard about this girl? Her name is Maxine. Her beauty's like a bunch of roses. And if I ever tell you about Maxine, your older say I don't know what I know. Murder she wrote, na na na, murder she wrote.
Excuse me, y'all never know how science stay. Rock 'em up in Jack and he must come for fashion the same way. Oh, 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 follow me. You pretty face and bad character. Them the kind of living town, old chaka. Follow me. You pretty face and bad character. Them the kind of living town, old chaka. Say, girl, you pretty. Sorry, sorry, sorry. The girl a boss and a ragon, she looks sexy. All she worship is pure vanity. The girl a boss and a ragon, she look ready. When she wash her clothes, it dirty. Girl, you not ready. If you can't cook for me, girl, you not ready. If you can't wash for me, girl, you not ready. If you know you're pretty, pretty, flammy. You're pretty, face and bad character. Then the kind of living can hold you.
To fly, oh, I'm alive. side up, ha, push up your lip, ha. Got the soda, dale, look away, I'll do the lady, the soda, dale. Launa, I'll kill a good, dale, deal, lago, hobby, and I hear go, ha. Look away, I'll do the lady, the soda, dale. Kaliva, hot ka soda dale, nurka hoyal dunura neka soda dale. Naun naal kilagu dale, nida lagu habiya ahiya tuvo ha, nurka hoyal dunura neka soda dale.
Welcome back. If you have just tuned in, you are listening to Rosario Radio, brought to you by ARCC on Planet FM 104.6. And this broadcast is brought to you from a studio in Auckland, New Zealand. And if you are following us online, thank you for coming in. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you for following us. And we appreciate all our listeners, and we always broadcast at this time of the day, 4:45 p.m. New Zealand time. I don't know the rest of the time in the other part of the world, but we broadcast at this particular time every Saturday, 1 hour show. I do not know how many of you, if you are like me, how many of you sometimes get annoyed by the social media, you know, the name calling, the posting stuff that are not even reliable, mega stuff, and a lot of things. And we cannot deny the fact that there's a lot of trauma going on in the social media, the way it is misused. And the word misused is the right term to use, at least for now, because There are a lot of things happening because of the misuse of the social media. Why I say misuse of the social media, we have one incident here, a very important and very traumatizing incident. We have one member of the community, and this happens in Australia. It was not long ago. This is a lady who got a friend. I don't know how it leaked out, a friend. So this lady had a photo in nudes. So photographed naked, sent it to the friend. A friend to the another friend. I don't know how it went around and around and around. And the photo was posted in Facebook. So the photo was posted in Facebook. What happened? The lady saw the photo in the Facebook. It's really very emotional and very heartbreaking. I don't know how it came about, but that's what happened. And then the lady saw herself naked in the Facebook. It was there. This is where the Facebook has, you know, some loopholes that is not even looking at as job. I don't know. Last time they said they will do a lot of upgrading in the Facebook, that they will control images. And I don't know how the new photo has been floating around in the Facebook for like a month. And the lady cannot do anything about it. She cannot delete it because she did not post it herself. She gave it to a friend, and then friend was like, oh, I don't know how it got. Maybe my account was hacked. Whether it was true or not, but what account it was talking about, maybe a Facebook Messenger. I don't know whether it was hacked or it was not telling the truth. So the photo went out there, been going around the Facebook for about a month, and the lady saw herself there naked in the Facebook. And so this brought a terrible situation. So the lady committed suicide because of the bully, because of the things that have been said about her in the Facebook, and it was imaginable. So the woman took her life, and she committed suicide in Australia. This was in the last month of, I think the last month of 2019. That was not a good year, in fact, 2019. It's good that it has gone. So that's what happened. The lady committed suicide. So who is guilty here? Is he the guilty person here because you posted, because you give the friend she trusted, she give her a photo, the nude one, and then it got out of the hand. I don't know how did it get out, maybe from friend, and then it went on and on and on. So who is to be blamed? Could be the lady because she's the one who sent the photo, yes. But still, I blame the Facebook because, you know, anything can happen. Any image can be there, you know, could be a dead body being posted by someone who has seen it. Maybe the relatives have not even known about it. Now Facebook has become a mortuary where people announce that you know, the death and the posting stuff that could not be there. Now I have the feeling that the Facebook itself has not done its work, so it should be streamlined. It should be checked. They should put some policies, not just policies, but they should put something that can block things that should not be there in the Facebook, like, you know, like the nudes, like, you know, the dead body, like things like that. Even the abusive language people use there. I've been following some people in the Facebook, and the language they use is terrible, you know. It's like more beyond the hate speech, and still Facebook is allowing that. I don't know whether Facebook would be a good platform as it used to be perceived for the community to be a social interaction kind of a thing. I don't know whether it would take us there, but I hold this view that the Facebook management should do something about it. This is not good. It was not the idea it was set up for. And now this lady has just taken her life like that. It happened also, the same process happened to another woman in the U.S. I think it's from a Sudanese community, and it, the same thing, you know, send the note, photo to a friend, and then friend, send it to a friend, and then went around, and then it came to the Facebook. Also committed suicide, the same way the lady in Australia committed suicide. So what can we do? Has Facebook become a problem to mankind? What can we do about this? I think Facebook management has got a responsibility to protect the people's images. You know, anything can get in there. It's not your fault, and it can get in there. So what would you do? Driving you crazy about that? So now I have seen today that if you are a Facebook or YouTube moderator, you know, some of you might not know this time, this is about the people who manage some groups like WhatsApp groups or Viber groups. There is one person or a group of people who will manage that forum, that group. You know, removing some people who do not need to be there or who are not needed to be there, or adding some new members. So these are the moderators, moderating the activity of the forum or that group. And they are selected. The group which is there will select maybe a few people to manage them. So now there's a new requirement that you have to go through post-traumatic stress disorder test in order to be qualified, in order to run the group efficiently, because now there's no trust, anything can happen, and then it can be blamed on the mental health. Who knows what would happen next, you know, things like that. So they're trying to avoid that. I would be for anything to prevent such things to happen, like, you know, posting people's photo anywhere. So I think the social media management teams could come up with a possibility of preventing that. We do not need social media to be mishandled the way it is mishandled now. It's not right, and it's not the purpose it was created. So now it has come to the end of our day. Thanks for joining us, and we will be back again next Saturday, same time, same place, and have a very wonderful weekend. Bye-bye. God bless.
ke muso minye ubi mafle na luma ye ni e ko ke cheba minye ubi mafle fiyon toye o na ebi ma ode yele mara mama yele ma bi ma ode yele mara mama yele ma bi ma ode yele mara Yeah,